Fat Guy Radio Show, the funniest internet radio show this side of the moon. That would be a big bare-ass moon.
Bikes, jewelry, pens, pencils, diapers, music, movies, toiletries, computers, tablets, even paper towels and spray starch. Those are just a few things you can find by shopping Amazon at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon. You're gonna shop there anyway, so help us out by shopping through our portal at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon or clicking the special Amazon offer banners on our website. Amazon, proud to power Fat Guy Radio Show. And now, an all-new show for your listening pleasure.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. It is another Fat Guy Radio Show streaming live on Facebook and Ustream on fatguyradioshow.com/live. Hey, boys.
Hey.
DT, I'm going to need you to wake the hell up real quick.
I'm waking up right now, okay? I'm sorry.
You have been sucking the lifeblood out of me since you've been here. I'm like, oh, my. He's like, all right. Marc Gasol, basketball corner. I mean, you Eeyore'd yourself into the studio today.
Do you remember when we were watching that game the other night?
Did I have my pants on or off?
They might have been on at the beginning and off afterwards. Yeah. I don't know, because
that's typical.
Halfway into the first quarter, I passed out.
Yeah, that, you know what? And then the game that I was really excited about, the Golden State Warriors, and
which was after that game, right?
Which was after. That was a blowout. It got boring. I went upstairs and took a dump halfway through the third quarter.
Well, that's like, Spurs games are so boring to me.
Snoozeville.
I forgot. Like, I was like, oh, the Saul brothers are going to play together.
Uh-huh.
Like, I can't wait to watch this. I missed game one. Let me watch game two. And, like, their games are close to contested at the end. Like,
Yep.
To get there, it's just the whole lot of,
hey, guys. Hey, Pooh, I got the ball.
Marc Gasol, basketball corner.
Well, that's not what we're here about.
No, that's not. And I'm
Wake it up.
I'm up.
You got to get up. You got to get high.
All right.
Because it is 420, baby. Yeah. It's 420. Yeah.
20, baby.
A little bit of Rick James coming at you from Studio G in beautiful Glendale, Arizona. It is 420, and you know what 420 means? Mama Martha is high as hell right now.
Oh,
she
yeah.
is high.
Baked.
Her and Mary Jane are having dinner.
So high.
It is 420, and what was interesting is that I always wondered, okay, it's not just the fact that 420 is just the date. It's synonymous with weed. How did it become synonymous with weed?
Because you can buy four nickel bags for $20.
Oh. Lip, do you know how marijuana became to be referred to as 420?
Let's see. No.
DT, do you have any idea?
Four nickel bags for $20.
No, that's not how it came. There was this, what do they call it when it's not a true story, but everybody says it's a legend.
Legend or myth?
There's this myth, thank you, this myth that 420 was the code that police officers used in California when it was a marijuana possession.
Okay. Mm. Oh, we got a 420.
That's not true. That's not the truth.
Okay.
I researched the truth, and it's still hazy at best. But 420 was actually born out of a group of kids in 1971.
71? Oh, the 70s.
In 1971, a group of students at San Rafael High School would meet every day at 420 to smoke marijuana. That was just the beginning of it. 420 did not catch on until one of the students started working for a very popular band.
Okay.
And it was called the Grateful Dead.
Ooh.
And when they worked for the Grateful Dead, they introduced the band members to the fact that they had a 420 code because that was the signal to smoke pot.
Mm. Nice.
And the Grateful Dead went on tour with it, and that's when 420, the phrase 420, started to become synonymous with smoking marijuana because the Grateful Dead allegedly smoked a lot of marijuana while they were on tour.
Ooh. Yeah, because every day is 420. At least twice a day.
And the group of kids at San Rafael High School were called the Waldos.
Because you couldn't find them.
And this storyline I found on the Huffington Post, which vilified the story of the Waldos back in 1971. And they called themselves the Waldos, and they claim they were responsible for the origins of the phrase 420. The anonymous members of the group told the High Times magazine in 2002 that they started in 1971 as students at San Rafael High School, and they would meet up every day at 420 to smoke marijuana.
Nice.
Wow.
That's dope.
Yeah, and now one of the guys, when Huffington Post went to vilify this story, they talked to a 57-year-old Steve Caper, who claimed to be a member of the Waldors group back in 1971. And that's how 420 became synonymous with marijuana. And why is my little brother calling me right now?
Because you said 420.
I guess so. I'm answering it right on the air. Little D, what do you want? I'm on the air.
You want that right now?
Yes, I'm live right now.
Oh, yeah, my bad. I forgot you. I listen to the radio show. I'm playing. My bad. I forgot you was on the radio right now. I was wondering if I was calling business with you.
Oh, well, I'm not going to talk business with you on the air. You just interrupted my 420 story.
The 420? Am I on right now? It's true, what?
Yeah, if I'm on the radio right now, you clearly are on the radio right now.
What up, y'all? This is Little D, annoying-ass brother. Anyway, that's the half
of the radio. Hey, I think
just
you're...
Just said it twice.
I think you're cutting out. Something's happening with the phone. I don't know what to... All right, there it goes. The 420 story.
Hold on. I like how you said... I'm Little D, Corey's little annoying ass brother. Can I say ass on the radio? Like, you done said it twice. how you gonna ask? You done said it twice.
I told him we were streaming the show live on Facebook. He's like, how you do that? I'm like, I don't have time for this. I did not take the pills to deal with you today.
Hey, Philippius.
Yeah.
I'm streaming live right now. Wait, so am I on the radio? Well, if I'm on the radio, you definitely on the radio.
But isn't that a great story as to how 420 became to be,
you know what?
With being synonymous with, he just texts me, LOL, son of a bitch. Hey, Lady K.
I honestly, that's cool. That guy.
Group Clay, of guys?
Yeah, the group of the Waldos.
The Waldos.
Created it, but I don't know. I feel like a better origin story.
Do you smell a rat?
I smell somebody trying to cash in on.
You smell a rat?
Like, I don't... Oh, yeah. We were the ones who always smoked at 420. Like, what made you guys smoke at 420? What time did school let out?
410.
Right?
But what about the Grateful Dead aspect of it? The fact that this is where the Huffington Post wrote, an older brother of the Waldos worked in the music business and was friends with Grateful Dead bass player Phil Leesh.
Okay. Now, I feel like that could be corroborated. We can get video or recordings if they're saying that at their show about 420.
I mean, the Grateful Dead is still around, aren't they?
I have no idea who that even is.
It's a band, bro.
Way to go, Limp.
Thanks for joining the show.
You had a little bit.
But
too
I mean,
much
I mean,
Mary
like,
Jane.
Why are we corroborating the story from the last surviving member of the Waldos? Why not go to the Grateful Dead and say, hey, look, did the Waldo dude work for y'all, and did he actually? Like, introduce 420? Oh, yeah. No, he did. Like, why are we taking the word from somebody, from some nobody?
It was...
I'm just saying.
I understand what you're saying, and there could be a little bit of a rat.
Why has this not really made that big of a news?
Because it's 420. And you know, 420, even though everybody smokes it at this point, it still isn't mainstream.
Or maybe because everyone's high, they forgot about it.
And I mean, and this article was posted up on by our friends over at ABC 15 just today.
Yeah, but they don't even research nothing. They don't. Just repost.
That's maybe true.
So I don't know. I don't know.
I still like the story, but I can understand how you kind of smell a little bit of a rat.
Yeah.
Because why did it take so long?
I mean,
for that
1971. 1971. And then we're in 2017. That's the numbers flipped backwards. Oh, coincidence? I smell conspiracy.
Oh. Well, I think DT just blew a hole right in that story. I never put it together that 2017 is 1971 backwards. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm saying 71 and 17.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't catch that at first. I'm high as hell right now.
Oh, sorry. Wrong bed.
Limp high as hell, too. Start the damn show. Right, I'm high.
Bad Guy Radio Show.
Don't go to cookouts. I hate cookouts, man. I don't like my family come by the house. The relatives I ain't seen, like, since the last cookout. You got certain relatives you just see at the cookout. And they get on your f***ing nerves every year. My Uncle Gus come by the house every year. My Uncle Gus is the uncle that like to work the grill. And don't let nobody touch the grill when he's around. As soon as he walk in the house, it's like, get away from that grill. You don't know how to start no fire. You know how to start no fire. Put this fire out. This ain't no fire, goddamn it. Eddie, go over there and give me all that wood. I need half a tree. Chop that tree down over there. Chop down that tree and give me the wood from that tree over there. And Charlie, go give me 2 gallons of gasoline out of the shed. Need 2 gallons of gasoline. You kids roll up your shirt, put that on the grill. We're going to start a fire. Come on, you want to eat? You want to eat? Just shut up and put that on the fire. Okay, put that wood inside there. Okay, give me the gasoline, Charlie. Hold the match. Well, I tell you, Charlie, throw the match on the gasoline, all right? Well, I tell you, all right? We're going to make a fire. We're going to eat it, right? Y'all want to eat? We're going to eat now. Here we go. Pour the gasoline on here like this. There. We need the whole. Get that goddamn lighter fluid out there. That can't use it. All 2 gallons of gasoline on this wood and make a fire. We're going to eat a hamburger, okay? Here we go. Charlie, throw the match. Now, that's a fire. That's a fire. Look at that. Look at that. He be all right. Roll Charlie around. Roll him around a little bit. Roll around.
It must be true because I heard it on the radio. It must be true. It must be true.
From the city of Glendale, in the Grand Canyon State, it's the world's funniest hit internet radio show and podcast, Fat Guy Radio Show, featuring Corey Blaze. And now, Arizona's most beloved fat guy, here's Corey Blaze.
A little bit of Journey going out to Lady K on the other side of the country right now. This is a song that she played live on the piano and almost crapped her pants. Fat Guy Radio Show. Oh, I hit the post! Did you see that? You guys suck. Yes, Lady K, we did it just for you.
Are you talking about that you hit it like right when it...
Right when he was about to sing.
Okay, I was like, wait, what post? I'm looking at the Facebook live stream. I'm like, oh, we got a post! Oh, did we get a post? Finally! I'm like, wait, oh no, he hit it right up to the moment.
I hit it right up to the moment.
No, that was legit though. That was legit because you got it right there.
Thank you, and that is for Lady K. We did it because that's the song that made her pee her pants when she played it on stage.
Oh.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Fat Guy Radio Show live from Arizona and heard in 79 different countries with over 500,000 downloads all over the world with the best listeners in the world. And yes, I'm talking to you. I'm your host, Corey Blaze, joined by our executive producer, Flo Olympius,
yes,
and our associate producer, Daniel Taylor.
What's up, dude?
We like the show to be interactive. Tweet me and the guys during the show or comment on our Facebook live feed. You can find us at Fat Guy Radio Show on the Twitter, and make sure to like and follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Search Fat Guy Radio Show. Today's show is brought to you by Amazon. You know what I love about Amazon is how they offer specials to our listeners of this show. Amazon cares so that they want all of our listeners to enjoy unlimited reading, unlimited listening, and here's the kick. You can do it all on any device with their Kindle Unlimited offer. You don't need a Kindle Fire, Kindle HD, Kindle 44, or anything like that. You just can use any of your machines that you have now. I went off the script and then I got lost. You're being way too articulate to be high. You are right, Lady Case.
It is okay.
Thank you very much. This is what I want you to do. I want you to try the Kindle Unlimited for 30 days free through the special banner on our website. And if you don't want to keep it, cancel it and owe nothing. Just try it. But if you fall in love with it, like I did, it's only $9.99 a month thereafter. Amazon Kindle Unlimited. Get it now through the special banner on our website. If you want it, you can have it, and you get it through the Fat Guy Radio Show Amazon portal. Amazon, so easy, even their delivery boxes smile, Lip.
Half a smile. Like cricket smile.
It's still a smile. It's still a smile, and Jake Woods just commented on our live feed, and it's like completely taken over our live stream feed.
Cause he just liked it.
No, there's a comment at the top of it.
His comment is post.
Post.
That's what he commented, because you know Jake Woods is that type of guy.
Well, Jake Woods is only tuning in right now because he knows we're going to be talking about a story that he posted on his Facebook today.
Oh, okay.
That's the only reason why. If it wasn't about him, he wouldn't even be here right now.
That's true, because Jake Woods is that guy.
Yeah, but before we get to that, I want to get to some more important information. Thank you, everybody, for their birthday wishes. My birthday was this past Sunday. Just right off the clip with that, Ben.
I know.
Don't worry about failing it.
With those
Jake,
crazy
stop
ways.
Posting one words on Facebook.
Now I can't even see my eyes.
I don't even know how to get rid of that.
I can't see.
You can't. You can't get rid of it.
It's so distracting now.
It's there.
All right, it's there. Long as he can see us, that's all that matters. But thank you, everybody, for their birthday wishes.
And, wait, it was your birthday?
It was Sunday.
Oh.
A hold. And the beautiful wishes and Mama Rose came in at the last minute, like on Tuesday, and she was like, how in the hell did I miss this? And it was my birthday. So thank you, everybody. It was a very good birthday. I am staring down the barrel of a big monumental birthday, and I am not happy about it.
40?
No, 50. Ass. You can lick it.
73.
Oh.
I got it.
I'm getting older, and it's true. Later on in the show, hopefully I'll be able to get to it. The kids are leaving. The state now. They're not just leaving the house. They're leaving the state.
Wow.
I need your baby. I need that little jalapeno baby to love on. I am out of babies. Babies keep me young. Birthdays make me old. Babies keep me young. And she loves me. She clearly loves me.
Does she clearly love him?
Well, she doesn't cry when she sees him.
No.
Oh, just your mom?
My mom makes her cry. My mom was very mad at me that I mentioned that last night. But yeah, she fist bumps me during church service, and I love that.
Nice.
And she was sitting there, and she wasn't paying attention to me on Sunday until I had money in my hand.
Oh.
And then all of a sudden, she looks up like, ah.
What was that?
Starting them young lip.
She's like, hello, Uncle Cora. Hello.
But then she looked at the bill, and she's like, oh, that's not enough.
Yeah.
Oh.
It was a $5 bill. I'm sorry. I cheated Jesus. but thank you, everybody, for the birthday wishes. I really do appreciate that. Lots of love on the Instagram. And that always.
With your cake?
No, not with the cake. I did post the sad cake video up on my Instagram page. And here's the thing. Lady K commented that I should share that cake with her. Lady K, here's a secret. I didn't even eat the cake.
It was a fake cake.
It was a real cake. I couldn't eat it.
I know.
Because I hadn't gotten the thumbs up from the old doctor yet.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I couldn't eat the cake. So the cake was literally thrown away.
I saw it thrown away.
Yeah. Damn. After it was, and it was, I was at the store, I was at the grocery store, and I just saw it there. Because Fry's Marketplace, which is, you know, I think it's Kroger on the East Coast.
Yeah.
But Fry's is one of the major grocery store chains here in Phoenix and in Arizona and the surrounding cities. And I was there and I saw it. I'm like, you know what? It was only like $2.
Oh, yeah, you got it.
So $2 no
cake.
$2
cake.
$2 cake. And it was like a tres leches type cake. And I looked at it, but I couldn't eat it until I had the thumbs up from the doctor.
Yeah. So no one likes tres leches.
No. And no, it looked really good. So I had.
No, they look good.
That's my wife's favorite.
It was a tres leches cake with tres leches cake with
chocolate or was it
that had chocolate and coffee, I believe is what the label said.
But I just
bought it for an Instagram sappy video of me singing happy birthday to myself.
I showed my wife that. She's like, see, you should have asked him if he wanted to go somewhere after church.
Well, the thing is, I went and hung out with my dad after church.
And I was like, no, he can't even eat. I'm not going to be like, hey, you want to go eat somewhere?
I remember us having a conversation about what you were going to do for your birthday.
Well, see, the thing is that I am feeling so much better physically.
Yeah. I mean, you look like you gained 10 pounds.
I think I have put on 10 pounds, but...
All in your head?
I was still, after the procedure, I was still very, trepidatious about eating because I still had my follow-up appointment, that final appointment where the doctor gives you the thumbs up and says, and hey,
quite literally,
thumbs up. And I had that appointment today. Mm. And it was earlier today at 10 a.m. this morning. And it was so funny because it was the first time I was feeling good ever being in that office. Every other visit into that office, I was sitting there thriving in pain and I hated everyone.
Yeah.
And if you haven't heard the bonus show, I go into complete details about how I treated everybody and the monster that I turned into.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Lady K was just texting something and tweeting something and I wasn't paying attention. I'm sorry, Lady K, I'm paying attention now. So I was treating everybody, but I was sitting there earlier today and I actually tweeted out while I was sitting in the doctor's office and I tweeted out and I said, and this would have been a perfect, you know, what the hell is Corey tweeting moment. But as I was sitting in the office, and I'm just going to do an impromptu one.
Okay.
What the hell is Corey tweeting with details?
That's like your dumb mama.
So I was sitting in the doctor's office, and I tweeted out, everyone in this lobby right now at some point today will have a finger up their ass.
Oh, wow.
Because it's a butt doctor, and I'm paraphrasing. Exactly. But it's a butt doctor, and I'm sitting in there, and there's some old couple, and I'm kind of debating within myself, like, who's getting the happy finger in the bummity bum bum? And I was really hoping that it was the lady because she was sitting there with her hammer toes and she was west siding with her open toe shoes on. Ugh. She was west siding. She had toes pointing to other toes. And I'm just sitting there trying not to gag. And then there was a young guy with his dad there. And I couldn't I was like, why would a father bring his son to a butt doctor appointment? But then when they got up and their name was called, the way the son was walking, I said, oh, he's here for the son.
Yeah.
The son is finna get the old wandering finger up the poop chute.
Ouch.
But that was because I was feeling so great. I was able to have a comedic moment.
Yeah.
You know I'm a people person. I was people watching. But I went and I sat in the lobby for an hour. And I don't know what was going on and this was a specialist. This was the colorectal specialist. That I didn't realize is also a surgeon.
Go colorecto.
But she gave me the results of what they took out of me.
Okay.
And she bent me over, pulled my pants down. This was really interesting. I don't think I shared this on a bonus show. The way that she checked me, she just had me unbutton and unzip and lay on my side. She did the rest. She grabbed the belt, grabbed the underwear, tugged them all down. All that ass is just there. You know, she just grabbed your belt.
Oh, yeah.
Made sure she got her nails into your undies, too. Mm. And she just ripped my shorts and my Superman underoos down to the bottom of my butt cheeks. All that ass just unflowing like if you took a chocolate Jell-O pudding cup and poured it on the floor.
Wow.
Melting chocolate ass.
That was disgusting. Would have been funny if DT wasn't doing that horrible ass underline. But the important thing is is that every time my surgeon raped me, she did it again today and she gave me the old thumbs up that everything has healed perfectly, no complications, and what they sent off to the lab to be checked, which I didn't realize that they did, what they took out of me, they sent off to the lab to verify and to check to see if there was any precancerous cells present, and everything was a clean bill of health.
What did they take out of you?
Whatever she removed. They removed some pieces.
Okay.
And I didn't realize that they had removed some pieces,
I knew they took out your all that stool that you just had.
Well, that's called a bowel disimpactment.
Yeah.
And they probably could have built a whole other me off of what they sucked out of me.
Yeah, you had a miniature Corey.
I was birthing a miniature Corey. I'm sorry for anybody that's listening to this while they're eating.
I did have a question.
I'll entertain a question.
After her rape of your
yes.
rectal area.
Uh-huh.
Did she look you in the eyes and say, "Stay golden, pony boy"?
No, she. Wow. She just pulls it down and she goes in there and she does what she's going to do. And what I didn't like, and I should have took a picture of it. There's this little light, little butthole sized light that is in every exam room. And this little butthole sized light is on a gooseneck.
Okay.
And it just, that light just looks like it's going to violate you. Mm-hmm. When you got a light that is just designed, who was this guy? Who was the guy that said, "I have an invention idea"?
It's the GoPro of asses.
I am going to invent an ass GoPro so that when colorectal specialists want to look up the pooper chute of people with dark, cavernous buttholes, they're going to need a light. And you know, because they couldn't put, you know, I'm thinking,
this,
you know,
little light of mine.
I'm going to let it shine. But there's this little light in there, and it's hiding under a bushel. No, I'm going to let it shine. It's that little itty bitty. It just, you look at that light.
Twinkle, twinkle, little light.
Let the sun shine.
Let the sun shine. The sun shining.
But this light just looks like, it's a devious light. I don't know how a light can appear devious, but the light appears to be devious.
I couldn't be a colon specialist.
Why?
Because after every exam, I'd be like that creepy one to be like, "I hope it was good for you." just like make them like so nervous. Like, wait, this guy's the one that's looking at my butt. Like, hey, I hope that was as good as you for you as it was for me.
I mean, anything. Okay, now anything other than the gays, and we love the gays here on the show. There's nothing wrong with that here on the show. Other than the gays, any heterosexual man finds anything happening back there uncomfortable and demeaning. And me, I was very upfront and forward during the bonus show what happened back there.
I just got a tingle on my butt.
I know, right? It's probably just, you know, just me. But I was in a good mood. And you'll hear it on the bonus show. Get the freaking bonus show.
Do it.
Yes.
Fabricated Morality is the name of the episode. And it's available now. FatGuyRadioShow.com/afterburn.
Mortality, right?
Fabricated Mortality. Okay. What did I say?
Morality.
Mortality. You will understand what I'm talking about if you hear that episode. It's $3. And a big piece of spit just flew right out of my mouth when I said that.
I'm glad I'm not so close to you.
It's $3. You're 6 feet away. So anyway. But everything is up. The results are in. Everything is gung-ho. I'm ready to go. The only thing she said is that I probably need to really watch cheese, which is going to be hard for me because cheese to me is food glue.
Mm. Yes.
It holds food together. I'm like enchiladas. No more. You know, Sean Buchholz, our buddy that we've had on the show several times, he posted pictures on his Instagram of cheeseless pizzas all the time.
Oh.
And I might want to try that. So I looked up Ray's Pizza, and there's Ray's Pizza here in Phoenix or in Glendale, and they have a cheeseless pizza.
So what is it, just bread?
It's bread got and sauce bread, and meat. Sauce, meat, vegetables.
Just, is it vegetarian?
It's just when you pick it up, everything just slides off of it.
What is it? Is it a vegetable?
When you think of a cheeseless pizza,
you might as well put it rolled or something, you know?
You almost think of just an unfolded sub sandwich.
Flatbread?
It's a flatbread sandwich.
It's just stuffed. Huh? Everything is stuffed like a Hot Pocket.
Yeah, but... Wait,
so is everything painted on there like cardboard?
No,
like,
I've never had one. I've never had one, so I don't know. But Sean Buchholz, they are available in L.A.
So now you have entered the realm that I am very accustomed to.
And that is?
The...
Non-dairies?
No, the non-dairy.
Oh, me and you can no longer do the moo.
Well, I'm not supposed to be doing the moo. I was told not to do the moo since high school, freshman year, when I was just busting gut.
Well, see, my oldest Dominic, who will probably come up later in the show, my oldest Dominic, when he was younger, probably around 12 or 13 years old, we didn't understand why he was having so many stomach cramps.
Same here.
Until we his mom took him to the doctor and we found out that he's lactose intolerant. So Dominic is completely off of anything dairy. Now, I'm not lactose intolerant. I'm just aging and I just can no longer do the moo.
And I am lactose intolerant.
And you shouldn't do the moo.
So but I do the moo every day.
Dairy or you just can't have cheese?
I can't have. Oh, he can't have cheese.
Well, see,
and I can't do dairy.
She, the booty finger wondering doctor told me not to do dairy because my body can't break dairy down properly. I don't get stomach problems.
Kind of.
I don't get stomach problems. I don't experience anything that is a person of lactose. A person that is lactose intolerant. What I'm experiencing is that she's saying that my body can no longer break down dairy.
That's what lactose intolerant is. That's what lactose intolerant is. It's just your body can no longer break down milk. It can't break down dairy. It affects people in different ways.
Yes, Lady K, that's all you have to tell me. I'm slow on the Twitter tonight.
But it affects people in different ways. I know people who vomit because they can't break it down.
Right.
Dominic has stomach cramps. Me, I get gassy.
Okay.
You have problems with your poop chute.
Well, see, she thinks because I asked her, I says, how can I avoid this ever happening again? And she pointed right to dairy. Now, there are some cheeses that I can have, like goat cheese.
Oh,
dump that.
31. 31.
We haven't had a dump in a while. But goat cheese is, that S is expensive.
sorry.
But you know me, like I told you before, I was like, we are a two, Jesus Christ.
Someone came in here and broke all the pencil lit.
We are a two, we went from being a 3-bit operation to a 2-bit operation just right there where we can't even find a freaking writing utensil so Lip can note the time. He could have easily looked over at the recording computer and hit the marker button, but no.
31:16.
I end up hitting something else and the whole show goes.
That's true.
That is true.
All right, let's take a break. I am well. I am good to go. And now, DT, even though me and you can't have dairy, we can't do the moo.
Yep.
There is no moo in those pork stuffed pot stickers.
No.
There is no moo in the mahi mahi rice bowl.
Quick question. Is there any moo in the peanut sauce?
There is no moo in the peanut sauce.
In the peanut sauce!
In the peanut sauce! So, Lady K, when we come over for dinner, don't cook any moo.
No.
And that means dairy. Yeah. I will tear some beef up.
Oh,
so.
Yeah, I'm going to stay away from the beef myself.
Yeah, that's you, but I love to read meat.
Don't do the moo. We'll be right back on the other side of this break, and we're going to be talking debit card theft. The reason why Jake Woods is streaming the show tonight. You miss a little, you miss a lot. Right here on Fat Guy Radio Show.
Yes. Now the neighborhood's cracked and torn. The
kids are grown up, but the lives are worn. Ready to make it burn? Time for Fat Guy Radio Show. Afterburn.
I know this is shocking, but it spun me into a depression. Because now I started to fear that this procedure, I was going to become part of one of those statistics.
2016.
That's honestly how I felt.
So you started feeling like your time was up?
My time was up. I literally started feeling this. Now, as a depression came on, I not only was fearful of, you know, all this stuff, and I'm not eating now, so I'm malnourished.
Yeah.
I'm trying to supplement proteins with protein drinks and V8s and stuff like that, and they're not built to sustain a person for that length of time.
No.
So what I did is that I have a very, very strong faith.
Okay.
And we've mentioned it several times on the regular show that, you know, Philippius and I met at church. A lot of my friends I've met at church. I am a churchgoer. I have a very, very strong faith, and my faith believes in healings. Mm-hmm. I have seen people healed by God. I'm just going to speak plainly. If you don't believe in God or you don't understand this, just bear with me for a while. I, through this whole process of nothing working, I wanted and expected to be miraculously healed, as my faith believes. Mm-hmm. That's what I wanted. And I did everything I knew to do to receive that miraculous healing, that miraculous spiritual healing. I never received it. And that, I never received what I've known and seen. That there doubled over the depression level that I was experiencing. And what had begun to happen is that my depression started to trigger anger towards God. This is all happening inside of me. How I can explain it is that my heart turned black. I started to convince myself that this was going to be my end. I was done. I was going to die on that table. If you want to hear the rest of that show, you got to get Afterburn. We do a bonus show every month. Have you heard it? It's called Afterburn. We work our asses off to make it special for you. It's a fifth uncensored, commercial-free episode that we record every month. Fun, insightful, hilarious, but mostly and most importantly, it keeps Fat Guy Radio Show afloat. That additional 75 minutes, sometimes more, especially that episode was actually almost 2 hours long, sometimes more, makes the other four 75-minute shows that we do every week possible. So if you already subscribe to the bonus show, that's awesome, but we urge you and encourage other listeners to take the bonus plunge. The future of the show depends on it. Just go to fatguyradioshow.com/afterburn or click the Afterburn banner on our website. You'll get access to all our bonus content, and you'll be helping Fat Guy Radio Show to continue for years to come. And if you really want to kick it up a notch and be a part of the bonus show with exclusive access to our Fat Guy Radio Show Bonus Show Elite Facebook group, where you get exclusive video streaming access, that's there for you too. Now is the time to treat yourself or a friend by helping us out, and we thank you. FatGuyRadioShow.com/Afterburn is our bonus show. And we try to get those out. We get those out every month on time.
Yeah.
$3. Less than a expensive unicorn cup of coffee at Starbucks.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
All right. So this is the reason why Jake Woods is streaming the show right now. Okay. So Jake posted up on his Facebook page that his debit card was hacked.
Mm. Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Somebody duplicated his debit card and tried to spend a couple hundred dollars.
Does he even have a couple hundred dollars?
No, that's probably why it was declined. Maybe if they tried to spend a couple of tens of dollars, that probably would work. But when I saw this post on Facebook, it made me kind of think. Mm-hmm. Debit cards are continuously being hacked.
Mm-hmm.
And it only seems to be debit cards.
Yeah.
Our buddy, the White Knight, friend of the show.
Yeah.
His wife's debit card was duplicated after she used the pay at the pump process. Someone put a scanner or a skimmer, I believe is what they're called, on the pump. And that is how they got her information.
Oh, wow.
And they duplicated it and drained her bank account.
Wow.
So debit cards are pretty much showing their underbelly as being very vulnerable to what's going on. And Jake is calling now and told him to. But they're showing themselves to be very vulnerable. Ladies and gentlemen, joining us on our ghetto phone line right now is Jake Woods. Hey, buddy, what's up? Oh, might want to put it on speaker.
Happy holiday, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, so what happened to your debit card, man? Am I sharing the story properly?
Say that again.
What happened to your debit card?
He's high.
Someone stole it, I guess. Well, they didn't steal it. Like, I must have used one of those those card readers, and someone must have stole it.
How did you? Where did you last use your card? Where did you use your card?
Well, it could have been a number of things. You know, like I did order Domino's the night before, which I know you can't eat now. I used an ATM. It was probably the ATM, but
did the ATM card reader look weird to you, or were you even paying attention to any of that?
See, I'm not even paying attention, but apparently people can just, like, slide a thing on top of the card reader.
Yeah.
And it reads your card.
The little skimmers is what they call them.
Yeah.
I got to find out where to get one of those.
No, you don't need to find out where to get one of those. So, and then what happened to your bank account? Did they drain your bank account, or were just a whole lot of purchases being declined because you had no money?
Well, actually, well, I banked with Wells Fargo, and I'm going to give them a shout out because they were awesome about it, right?
Be careful giving shout outs. The line may disconnect.
But they were awesome about it because they spent $51 at Walmart, and then they were trying to spend $93 at Walmart again, and Wells Fargo instantly just closed the account because they're like, that's strange that you would spend that much money at Walmart twice in a row like that.
So they hacked your card, and then they went shopping at Walmart?
I guess, or they were shopping online. I don't know. It could have been like an online purchase at Walmart. Who knows?
Reasonably priced items.
Reasonably priced items, DT says. So and so your bank stepped up. They took care of it. You didn't lose any money. Did you have to experience any time where your account wasn't available? Did they give you like an allowance so that you can work and still be able to, you know, provide yourself a life, like with gas and more Domino's pizzas?
Well, what you can do is you can actually go to one of their actual places, and you can get a temporary card.
Oh yeah, I've heard of that.
So that's what I did.
So this is why this story that you this incident that you posted up on Facebook made me think. When will, because our debit cards are directly connected to our checking accounts. That's how a debit card works. So when will we finally realize, or when will we experience the return of the dollar, of cash, physical cash? Because debit cards clearly are vulnerable, because you don't hear of this happening so much with major credit cards.
No.
You don't hear it happening so much with bank cards, or, you know, bank credit cards, like a Bank of America credit card or anything like that. Or you don't hear it with a Capital One card, or even though all that protection is there, you don't hear about it on credit cards. It's mainly debit cards. So when will we see the trend back from debit cards to cash? Because eventually we're going to have enough. So many people are going to experience identity theft. Yeah. And you can't steal someone's identity theft through cash. You can't hack into somebody's bank account with cash.
Yeah.
But, of course, cash has its own downfall. It's not traceable. It's not replaceable like a debit card is. You can't say, hey, somebody stole $200 out of my pocket, and then go to a bank branch and get a new $200. It doesn't happen that way. So it does have its challenges.
Yeah, it's pros and cons on both.
But with so many more of these debit card hacks happening every day, when are we going to switch back to cash? Or will cash...
I honestly think we're just getting further and further away from cash. Because, like you said, like, with cash, if you're walking around with a boatload of cash, you know, if someone robs you, they steal all that cash.
It's gone.
More likely... probably to get robbed, because someone would rather rob someone with a boatload of cash than just a debit card.
But
take your debit card.
Who walks around
that debit card? No big deal.
With cash in the form of a boat, but and loaded.
DT asks, who walks around with a cash in the form of a boat and loaded?
Like, I've never seen someone with a boat loaded.
You gotta lay off the indica, bro. Sativa, okay?
See, but dude, like, that indica is nice.
That indica is nice. So what you think we're getting further and further away from cash, but as further we get from cash, Jake, it's more and more dangerous, dude.
Bro, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, I think the credit part of it is more dangerous, because someone steals your credit or your identity and starts making credit cards account. There's no way of you to even know that. So, like, a debit card seems more safe than, you know, having your credit card information out there, or your credit, or, you know, you're constantly, like, telling your banker your freaking, you know, Social Security number, which mine is, I'm just kidding.
All right. Well,
I think that's way more dangerous than having a debit card.
Okay. Well, we're going to discuss this a little bit more on the show, but thank you for sharing your story and thank you for calling in. I appreciate it. And I'm sorry that that happened, and I'm glad that they were able to get everything all put together. One last question, Jake. How long did it take them to restore your account?
It's still pending, honestly.
Oh, really? So how long has it been?
They have to do an investigation to make sure I'm not lying to them about not spending that money myself. So
they actually did spend money. They actually took money out of your account.
Yeah, they did end up spending $51, and then they tried spending the $80-whatever.
And it was
declined. The 80 I still have, but the 51 they actually spent. So they have to do, they have to check. Oh. Real quickly, before I go, though,
yes.
I just want to let you know, Lady Gail, or listener Gail, you know, she's doing well.
She's going to kick your ass.
Right now, celebrating 420, you know.
All right, man, I love you. I'll talk to you later, bro.
All right. Yeah, all right. Lady K's here, too.
Lady K's there with you?
Yeah, me and listener Gail, Lady K, we're just kicking it.
Lady K is gonna come across this
I know, right?
Country and kick your ass. She will not take your toothpick white love over my man new ass chocolate love. Ooh, yeah. You're welcome, Lady K. All right, Jake, we love you. Bye. Take your pants off.
All right,
get
well, man.
there he goes. So, what were you gonna say?
Oh, I agree with him. We are moving away from further and further away from cash.
Yeah.
But I don't think debit card is the safest. Mm-hmm. I don't think credit card is the safest. What is going to happen, and I know it's 420, and I know I already hit with you with a conspiracy in the beginning. We're going to go like Justin Timberlake and I forgot her name. Elizabeth Wilde, I think that was her name.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
In time, like we're going to have freaking clocks on our arms, and we're going to pay people in time. And when you run out of time, you're dead.
You're dead. I think that we probably won't go back.
Olivia Wilde.
There you go. I don't think we're going to go back to cash, but something is going to change here because people, and Lady K chimed in off the Twitter. She says, that's what LifeLock is for. And I think, yes, it's harder for someone's identity to be stolen.
Yeah.
But it's even more devastating to go to a grocery store with your friends or your kids with you and try to make a purchase just to be found out that your card is locked out.
Oh, I've had that happen to me. And I'm like, what?
And it freaks you out. And I had that happen with my American Express card when somebody tried to use my American Express to purchase $23 worth of food at Sonic in Tolleson, Arizona.
Who ordered $23 worth of food at Sonic?
Exactly. And I don't put fast food purchases on my American Express card.
No.
And now you remember I was sitting in church when I got the text.
Yeah.
And then I was like, or I got an email first. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, oh, this is just like a little spam email. You know, I thought it was, what did we decide to call it? What did we decide to call the emails? Anyway, I thought it was a fake email.
Wagmail.
I thought it was Wagmail at first. And then the text came through. And then I was like, okay, I'm going to have to call American Express. And then before I could even put the phone back in my pocket, they called me. And I stepped out of church to go answer the call because somebody tried to spend $23 on my American Express card. And I don't use my American Express card that often because you got to pay that bitch off every month.
Yeah.
In full, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't, and then $23 at Sonic in Tolleson, number one, if you blink, you miss it. Number two, there's only one Sonic in Tolleson. Because Tolleson is literally four blocks long.
Really?
But I wasn't down there and they shut it down. So that was the closest that I've ever experienced it. And I do have LifeLock and I have all that other stuff on there because of my personality and how exposed I am. But eventually, people are going to get tired of this. And the safest way to manage your money, not credit, and that's the reason why I don't look at credit cards as a threat. Credit cards, yes, lead to identity theft, but do you or do you not agree with me, DT, that it's more devastating when your accessible money is moved, like with Jake?
Oh, no, I totally agree. Like, don't touch my bank account.
Versus a line of credit that you have on a credit card
being affected. I could pay that off.
They flicked those things off there like there was no tomorrow. Yeah. American Express shut the card down for me, flicked off the $23 charge. Actually, they declined the $23 charge, so it never actually hit my credit line or never actually hit the statement. And they shut the card down, and in 2 days, I had a new card. And it was that easy. So, but when you go to your bank and the well is dry and you don't know why.
Yeah.
That, I think, is more devastating than a credit card being hacked.
Yep. And then, like, to try to get them to reinstate that money to your account. Like, Jake's going through that whole thing where they're trying to investigate and whatnot.
That sucks.
I have friends who work for the bank, and I know that it takes a couple of days for that to even go. And they got to go call, and they got to call people to verify, like, oh, was it this person? Was that person? Did this happen?
And that's embarrassing, too, because not only did you just experience the fact that your bank may or may not have been drained or money has been stolen from you, now you have to prove you are who you are to the bank that has been holding your money for as long as they have. I think that's where it gets a little hinky, and I think that's where the frustration really comes in. Because if you have had your money trusted in that bank, you think that they would trust you. Yeah. You got the card in your hand, and you are the one, the bank is the one that caught the out-of-sequence charges. I don't know how they track these charges, but they do. Every credit card I have is able to send me a alert when they see that I'm out of my purchase rhythm is what they call it. The purchase rhythm. And if I go and I purchase something out of the ordinary, like when we did, because I haven't rented, when we rented the platforms for the Spark Festival, I put that on a card I've never used for a business transaction before, and I was immediately alerted. A text was, hey, I need you to text back this code if you made this purchase at this place for this amount. That quick.
Yeah, I got a call one time because I went and got gas at 3 o'clock in the morning.
They checked that, too.
And I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
It's a little scary how they know how much we do.
They were like, hey, bruh. The next morning, like, bruh, did you go get gas last night? I was like, I felt like my dad was like, hey, how much money did you spend on gas last night?
How much money did you spend on gas?
Did you go get gas?
You go get some gas.
And I was like, yes, I got gas. I was coming home. I was on Zony. I needed gas. I got gas.
It's strange. I'm sorry that Jake had to deal with that. He posted it up on Facebook. It's a hard thing to deal with, but you know what? I guess it's tried and true, man. Cash will never, ever cease. It's not protected, but it is the safest way. I mean, I still know people that do the old cash in the sock, cash in the coffee can. They don't want to put all their money in the bank because you can't really trust these banks, and you can't really trust when you go out and use your card. And we use our debit cards everywhere.
Everywhere.
Everywhere. I'm swiping my debit card right now for that 420 I'm buying after the show. All right, folks, we're going to step back and take a quick break. And on the other side of this, something wonderful has happened. And I got to talk to a very interesting man that I love so much. We'll be right back on the other side of this break. FatGuyRadioShow.com.
Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr, to name a few of the most popular social sites, and Fat Guy Radio Show is on every last one of them. Corey Blaze back here to invite you to find, like, or follow Fat Guy Radio Show on all social media. It's a really cool way to get up close and personal with us through the show. It's not just us talking into your ears for 75 minutes a week. Those days we're not live, we are live on social media. Fat Guy Radio Show, the most interactive, accessible show on the internet. So find us and share us. And if you discover a site we're not on, let us know. We'll join in just to hang out with you. Fat Guy Radio Show, it's social.
Where did you get that muffin? Muffin button. I didn't install a muffin button. And where did I get this muffin?
Sometimes we're funny, sometimes we suck.
Fat Guy Radio Show.
And now, back to Fat Guy Radio Show on the BDB Radio Network, featuring Corey Blaze.
Hello from Halo Cigs, the premier electronic cigarette company offering American-made e-liquids and flavors to match any smoker's desires. Halo Cigs is not a tobacco company turned e-cig provider. They are the leading electronic cig company providing a seamless and easy way to switch from traditional tobacco to electronic cigarettes. I made the switch and it was easy, and my choice, and still is, my favorite e-liquid is Sub-Zero. That's the strongest menthol e-liquid that they offer. And my module of choice is the Triton Tank 2 system that I always have with me. And I got mine in Fat Guy Radio Show Blue. See what PC Magazine calls the top-rated e-cig company 2 years in a row. Halo Cigs through the Halo Cigs banner on FatGuyRadioShow.com. And I didn't do this last week. Give it to Lady KD Tay.
Halo Cigs. I'm vaping, baby.
All right, welcome back to the Shuddy Woe. Woody Woe, Woe, Woe. Well, something wonderful has happened.
What?
And I'm really excited about this.
Uh-huh.
We had on the show a guest from Skin Wars, a body painter from Skin Wars show on GSN, and Michael Mejia. I don't know, DT, I don't think you were around during the Michael Mejia
interview. I was not around.
That was my former radio partner that was here for Michael Mejia. Well, I was perusing the gram of the Insta.
Okay.
And I saw that Michael Mejia had posted up a video of him selling hats.
Ooh.
And I follow him on Instagram. And so he popped up in my little top feed, you know, and anytime I see Mike Mejia, I have to stop and look because he's so dreamy. But he was posting these hats that he was, I think, hand drawing.
Ooh.
And if you heard the interview, it's still available on our website, still available on iTunes. When he was on Skin Wars, he drew spermies, is what he called them, all over one of his models. And they literally are the symbolization of male ejaculation. I'm trying to stick to the medical terms here before I get in trouble, called spermies. And when we had him on the show, I talked about spermies because I had never heard someone called spermies before. Well, Michael is now taking those famous spermies and drawing them on hats.
Yeah.
Post, wow. Put that picture up there. And I saw him post this video on his Instagram, and I had to snap a caption of it and put it up for those of you that are watching us on Facebook Live or on Ustream or on the Vimeo replay. That hat, those are spermies. See how they look like little spermies?
Yeah.
Those are spermies. And he drew those all, and he's offering those hats. So I had to hop on that. I'm like, there is no way that I am not going to have a spermie hat. And I totally ordered a spermie hat from Michael Mejia.
In that color?
No, I got it in black, but I hope he gives me that same design.
I would love one of those hats, actually.
A spermie hat, dude!
Now that I look at it, I was making fun of you earlier because I was like, you can't get pregnant by sticking this up your butt. But now looking at it, I'm like, that's pretty dope.
I am so excited to wear Michael Mejia spermies on my head.
We're all going
to
have Michael Mejia spermies.
Yeah, you just have a full head of spermies.
I'm okay with that. Those are famous spermies that are going to be on my head. And he's going to draw it especially now. For you, little jerk store Marcus that just tweeted in, I did pay full price, you a-hole. You can get off that shot at any time.
Oh, okay.
I did pay full price for the hat.
Snapbacks? Are the snapbacks?
They look like snapbacks. I would like for him to have me a fitted. Michael, if you're listening to this,
well, if you
I would like to have a
fitted
one.
If you ordered and they didn't ask you for a size, it's a snapback.
He didn't ask me for a size.
Yeah, then it's a snapback.
And he did this new thing called Venmo or whatever.
I have a Venmo.
Yeah, I have one now, too, because I had to create one in order to drop him the ducats.
So basically what it is, it's
overseas transactions?
No, it's tethered to your directly to your bank account.
I didn't put it on my bank account. I put it on a credit card.
So it's kind of like PayPal?
Or a card.
Kind of like PayPal.
And, like, you say if I want to pay you lip, I can be like, okay, I owe you $40. So I'll put in $40, send it, and boom, it'll go to whatever you have linked to it.
Sounds like one of our former sponsors.
Oh, yeah.
I forget what it's even called.
Yeah, I do, too. They're not paying us anymore, so that's okay. But it's spermies, dude. I'm going to have Michael Mejia Michael Mejia spermies on my head.
Wow. And then he hand drew it, and that design is just...
Well, he grabbed his pen, and he, like, shook his pen really, really fast and really, really hard.
And then spermies just shot out.
And then spermies everywhere.
Spermies everywhere.
Yeah, hand-drawn spermies.
They are hand-drawn.
Oh, yeah.
That's what he does. He's a body
and
painter.
And self-produced.
I'd be okay with that. He's dreamy. Have you seen him? Go back to his picture. Show his picture again. I want to see him again. That sexy son of a bitch. Oh, he's so... Look at him. He's so dreamy. Who wouldn't want Michael Mejia spermies on their head?
I would take them. I will
fight you over Mike Mejia's spermies.
No, I'm saying I will put his spermies on my head.
You can't have his
in
spermies.
Hat form, but like not quite literally have his spermies.
No, his spermies,
his spermies on my
are
head.
For me. I bought all the hats.
You can okay, fine.
There are no more hats.
I'll take Barb.
Where's Barb? I am really Lady K.
What is she saying?
She says LOL. I thought she said something else. And yes, Marcus, I paid full price for him. Stop thinking that I got the hookup.
Well, because you
Corey Blaze. I am Corey Blaze, but I immediately saw that, I sent Michael a message and I said, dude, I must have one of those hats. I had to have one. So I can't wait for it to get here.
How much is he selling his hat for?
They are listed for $40.
Whoa, man.
For
dude,
a snapback.
It's a one of a kind hand drawn custom hat.
Oh man.
Who cares?
Even when fitted hats are at their highest, you're only paying like $25 for a fitted hat.
I didn't care how much it cost. I wanted one.
Well,
and the good thing is I gave Michael Mejia my home address.
I don't know.
I got a man crush on Michael Mejia. I've said that before, right?
Okay, so $40 for a hat is very expensive. I feel weird because I spend like I waste money on like food. I spend money on like tech stuff. But when it comes to like shoes, shirts, pants, and like hats and accessories, like clothing for myself, like I want to look good, but I can't justify spending $40 for a hat. I wear like Walmart brand pants. Because you get like pants for like $7.
So you wouldn't spend $40 on a hat?
That's too much.
But you spend $40 on all that food. Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes,
lamb, ram, yo, I need it. I need it. Like, that's going to nourish me.
Dude.
What is a hat going to do?
But I'm looking at the fact that it is a Michael Mejia one-of-a-kind hat.
Like,
and I am a huge fan
totally
of his.
I understand that.
And I am man-crushing on him really hard. And I'm happy that if you want one, he's got more. I'm sure he's going to make more.
No, I understand that, and I can get with that. Like I spent $120 on a pair of basketball shoes. Guess how long ago that was?
5 years.
Four, but close. Because I only use them in the gym, and they're starting to peel off, and I'm like, nope. Until that heel comes all the way off, these are my basketball shoes.
Well, if you want a Michael Mejia spermies hat in different colors and different designs, hit him up on his Instagram, Michael Mejia Art. On the Instagram, then you're boned. And what person that's a mouth breather does not have Instagram? You. Mm. You're horrible, horrible. That's okay. More spermie hats for me. Love me some Michael Mejia. And I gave my address, so if he's ever in, you know, Arizona, swing on by, Mike. He's probably creeped out by now. I'm sorry, Michael. It's all in jest. It's all in jest, you sexy Colombian.
You say all
ingestion?
Wait,
he's not from Colombia.
Did you want to ingest his spermies?
Ingest.
Yes, ingest his spermies.
It's jokes. It's jokes.
Oh.
It's all jokes. I want Lady K spermies. All right, we'll be right back on FatGuyRadioShow.com. And I'm not even ready for the commercial. I apologize for that. Oh, I am now. Here we go. FatGuyRadioShow.com.
Stop the show. Stop, stop, stop the show. I got a question to ask. Do you have an apple? No, not the red, delicious fruit that grows on a tree down the street. I'm talking about an Apple iPhone. Well, if you do, there's an app missing from your phone. It's the official Fat Guy Radio Show app for the iPhone or iPad. It's not always easy to get to our website to hear the show, so by downloading the free Fat Guy Radio Show app from the iTunes Store, you can take the show anywhere, listen anytime, and shop our biggest sponsors right through the app. So click on the Apple App Store. Store app, search Fat Guy Radio Show, all one word, and download the app. It's free, silly, and with no ads to bog down your phone. The Fat Guy Radio Show app, available now in the iTunes App Store or at fatguyradioshow.com/app. Okay, we can restart the show now.
Back to the fun and folly. It's Fat Guy Radio Show with Corey Blaze.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. Target at fatguyradioshow.com/target has a weekly special with deals up to 40% off. From outdoor living to area rugs, it's all on sale this week at fatguyradioshow.com/target. With over 1,400 items to choose from, there is something for everyone to save on. Target's Save on Target's BOGO 50% off sale on all exhilaration products. And with the weather continuing to warm up, it's the perfect time to stock up on outdoor essentials with 20% off outdoor living plus an extra 10% off when you use promo code SPRING when you shop through the Target banner on our website. In addition, you can save up to 40% off furniture. And don't miss the deep discounts exclusively available to Fat Guy Radio Show listeners on area rugs. But you must act fast, as those deep discounts are only available until April 24th. Shop now at fatguyradioshow.com/target. Click the Target banner on our website or by tapping the Target logo on our official show app. Target, expect more, pay less. All right, welcome back to the show. It's back this week, ladies and gentlemen, and I am talking about where we feature the fact that you post and follow us on Instagram. It is Instagram follower post of the week. And this week's Instagram follower post of the week is a second time winner. I'm talking about Cynthia at Chica Namama on the Instagram. Again, I'm sorry, hands down, all my kids turn the radio off right now. Fast forward past this. Cynthia has the most entertaining children on the internet. She really does. The photo we selected shows her son Ben asleep on the couch, but he's teetering on the edge of the couch. Now, kids fall asleep anywhere. If they sleepy, they fall asleep. They sleep when they're trying to eat food. They sleep when they're trying not to sleep. But what makes this picture so cute is that he's holding his little fella belly as if he lets the belly, baby belly go, the weight distribution of his body will shift and he will spill off of the couch. One comment on the post said, that belly though, just too damn cute. And those of you that are watching us on the live stream can see this cute. I just looked up at the screen. Is that not just the most adorable thing ever?
It really is. That is too adorable.
Oh my God. I have to give Cynthia the Instagram follower post of the week mantle for the second time. Thank you, Cynthia, for following Fat Guy Radio Show on Instagram. And if you want your post, one of your posts featured on the show, simply follow Fat Guy Radio Show on Instagram. Fat Guy Radio Show, all one word, and that is the Instagram follower post of the week. She literally has the cutest kids on the network, or cutest kids on the internet, and I had to give it to her one more time because there was just no way.
Yeah, that kid was freaking adorable, just sitting there.
There's so many little pictures of him. There was two that I had selected. The other one was him holding up a sign that he was student of the week. Mm, okay. And he had one of those kid smiles on his face. Like his mom just said, smile. So he over smiled. You know how kids over smile. And it was a toss up between those two. And since I have a little cute kid gut, I decided to select his cute kid gut too.
I don't think yours is cute, kid.
Right.
You guys.
I don't think it's cute or a kid. Like you have like.
You have the size of a kid maybe.
Like you have, okay, what he meant by cute kid gut is
this go
he
has so harsh, so
he
harsh.
Has a cute kid in the middle of his gut. Like he's eating
like
a
he
small
looks
baby.
Pregnant.
Baby, like, the other white meat.
Get in
baby,
my baby.
It's what's for dinner.
I want to eat your baby.
Get in my belly.
Lady K gets so tickled when I tweet her back during the show. I sent her a tweet back during that commercial.
It's because he loves you.
It is. But you know what I don't love?
What?
People that act like bitches. This is bitch of the year. This week's bitch of the year nominee is a good one, because you just can't get no dumber than this one. Markeisha Wilkerson. Oh. You heard the story?
No, just the name. No, Markeisha. Don't do it.
Markeisha Wilkerson, 18 years old, of wow. Lakeland, Florida, on Monday, this past Monday, day after my birthday, she decided that she wanted some pizza.
Okay.
Not just a pickup pizza or a go or to go pizza. Markeisha wanted some Chuck E. Cheese pizza. High brow. I mean, she could have just took pepperoni and cheese and melted it on some cardboard. Chuck E. Cheese does not have. Chuck E. Cheese is more about the environment, not about the cuisine. But while at Chuck E. Cheese, the famous rat mascot made an appearance. They put the little 17-year-old in that sweaty suit. Markeisha couldn't resist, so she whipped out her cell phone and Facebook lived her chilling with Chuck E. Cheese's mascot.
Okay.
Well, that didn't go over so well with Lakeland Police Department because Markeisha is a fugitive for a running fugitive for probation violation and failure to appear. So as expected, Markeisha's Facebook live stream showed her location and the Lakeland police swooped in and arrested her. You think a probation violation shouldn't have the police department monitoring your Facebook, right? I mean, it's just probation violation.
Yeah.
That's wrong. Especially when you have 14 previous charges. Wow. That consists of 6 of them being battery, domestic violence battery, and aggravated assault, 6 misdemeanor charges, 5 other probation violations, and 2 failure to appears.
Wow.
Which is what Markeisha had at the time of her arrest. Sheriff Grady of the Polk County Sheriff's Office told reporters, if you're a wanted person with outstanding warrants or pickup orders, it's probably not a good idea to go Facebook Live.
No.
That is your Bitch of the Year nominee. And remember, don't forget to vote for your favorite Bitch of the Year at FatGuyRadioShow.com/bitch. And we do try to contact these people and send them a Fat Guy Radio Show Bitch of the Year certificate that is framed in a Walmart plastic, no glass frame, because most of them are probably in jail anyway. So FatGuyRadioShow.com/bitch. Way to go, Markeisha. All right. A few quick things that I'm going to try to nail in here at the last minute. I don't know where we are on time.
We have about
very few minutes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
DT, there's a new reason for you to go to Disneyland, Florida now.
What?
I told you about this before the show and you got a little excited. Disney releases pictures of a new Star Wars Land theme park. The new Disney World and Disneyland edition will be the must visit for Star Wars fans. And they released these conceptual art pictures online.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to open in 2019 in Orlando, Florida, Disneyland. Of course, it won't be in the California Disneyland. But when I saw this come across the wire, I immediately thought of you because we had that whole conversation about you having Disneyland yearly access passes.
Well, so then what are they doing at Disneyland? Because Florida's Disney World.
Okay, Disney World.
But when I was just at Disneyland last year, around June, and they were breaking ground. Like, you can see them building, moving around the dirt and everything to start this whole new construction thing, and they said that was supposed to be Star Wars Land.
Disney Star Wars Land. Oh, I'm sorry, my mistake. They released the pictures at a Star Wars Celebration convention in Orlando, Florida, this past weekend. You're right. It is at Disneyland.
Okay, because I was California. Like, that's what they had told us, and I was like, oh snaps! I can't wait for it to open. Because I saw them moving the dirt around and everything. Yeah,
it's Disneyland, California. And it is a new theme park expansion. Goal is to immerse guests into the Star Wars universe. However, Star Wars Land won't simply be a carbon copy of the movies. The new land will be a mysterious destination somewhere on the outer rim. Designers describe the village as an outpost for smugglers, rogue traders, and adventurers traveling between the frontier and uncharted space.
You know what would be so cool?
I don't know what any of that means.
You know what would be so cool?
What?
Is if they had like a simulation where like you can do the Kessel Run in 12 parsecs. Boom!
Boom! home. I don't know what any of that means, but it means something.
I did the Kessel Run in under 12 parsecs.
Real quick, Lip. I know we're over. You've been letting the show go like to an hour and 30 anyway.
No, I haven't.
Yes, you have. The last few shows have been like 70 and 94 minutes. Real quick.
Yes.
3 minute sports.
Okay.
Time to talk about sports.
Please lower your IQ.
This is the topic that I want to throw out real quick. Yes. Aaron Hernandez.
Dead.
Dead. Mm. Hung himself in the jail. I don't know much about his whole situation, but how hated is this guy? The memes and the jokes Ooh. All over the internet are vast. How hated was this dude?
Very hated. Like he was a star on the Patriots, tight end, as big as Rob Gronkowski. Murders his fiance's sister, his sister-in-law's fiance or okay. boyfriend, and then he gets thrown in jail, life. No parole, and he just got acquitted last Friday for a double murder they were trying to pin on him, but he got acquitted for that.
Okay.
So he only serving life for one, and then I found out yesterday that he hung himself, and I was like, oh, snap, that's crazy.
And see, the thing is that the internet, no one on the internet is being sympathetic. The dude hung himself in his cell, and though I did see other people, conspiracy theorists out there, if you will, one person was questioning how does a 6 foot plus 200 pound plus man hang himself in a 10 by 15 cell. And they were trying to think about, they were throwing that conspiracy theory out there.
Well,
but there is just like no one is mourning him. And even it even brought the Huffington Post to the point where they posted up an article stating that joking about a suicide should never be the end of a joke.
It shouldn't. And I also believe foul play because this dude was already serving a life sentence. Yeah. And then he hangs himself after he's acquitted of another double murder that he was accused of.
See, and I don't even know enough about the backstory. I just thought it was interesting that everybody is immediately hating on this guy.
Well, I mean, he had it all. And he had it all. And he was an idiot, but by no means should we joke about his death.
I mean, the suicide rates have increased 24% in the last decade in America. So be it that he was a bad person, be it that he was a horrible person, be it that it was his fall from grace, it's just a sad thing that this is how people are reacting to him.
I totally agree. I mean, when he got thrown in jail, people were like, it was. I think what it is the Patriots. Like, people just hate the Patriots.
I guess I don't know football. But it just really took me off. And one more quick story. DT and I were watching the playoffs.
Yep.
Okay. One day, and we were watching the Utah Jazz.
Yes.
And I noticed Gordon Hayward.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm friends with him on Facebook, okay. as thousands of people are. But I was just looking at him. I'm like, that dude is huge.
He
buffed up and meated up so bad over the summer that this season he went from geek to beast. And I pointed it out to DT and I showed DT a picture of him from last season. And he wasn't scrawny. He wasn't as small as he was when he played for Baylor, but he wasn't as meaty as he is now. That dude is thick from treetop to trunk.
You showed me a picture, but was that from last season? Because
that was from last season.
This dude's been in the league 7 years now.
He's not always been that big.
I get that, but it's 7 years. So I mean, I want to see we saw his Butler day, so I want to see like his player, because every year they have to take a player photo.
Yeah,
I want to see his player photo from each year. If he's consistently getting bigger, then I'm gonna go from geek to beef.
But you were even taken back just
I was
at the transition from his college days to, and that, I know that, players get bigger in college.
And from 7 years, like I don't know. That is a huge transition in 7 years. He looks like a totally different dude. He looked like McLovin from Superbad.
Yeah.
Stuff.
Wow.
He went from McLovin for Superbad to freaking Brad Pitt.
Overnight.
Oh,
it almost
in 7 years. In 7 years.
It almost seems
in 7 years, I don't know. I don't know if in 7 years McLovin can ever become Brad Pitt.
I know.
And I didn't even catch Lady K tweeted it. She tweeted it, bye, Markeisha.
Oh.
From the bitch of the year.
Don't do it, Markeisha.
And
no.
Lip, I'm screwed on my SUV, by the way.
Sorry.
My SUV tags expire at the end of this month, and my SUV is not running.
Needs a mission?
And it needs a mission. I don't know what to do. What do I do with my hands?
What do I do?
Oh, my gosh. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that is all we have for you this week. My apologies to Justin Bieber. We just ran out of time because Lip lets the show go 2 hours. Today's show was brought to you by the Amazon Kindle Unlimited. Get it now through the special banner on our website, through the app at or at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon. We love hearing from you. Drop us a letter, comment, or question anytime to fatguyradioshow@gmail.com or send us a gift. We love surprises to Box 41506, Phoenix, Arizona 85080. Interact with us on social media. Like and share Fat Guy Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Don't forget to download and subscribe the bonus show by visiting fatguyradioshow.com/bonus show. Sorry, DT, there is no slide for that. For our executive producer, Fall Olympias.
Yes.
Our associate producer, Daniel Taylor.
What's up, dude?
I'm Corey Blaze, reminding everyone that skinny people.
That's me.
Fat people already know they're fat, so stop reminding us. Tell everybody you know about the show. And when they ask you what's it all about, take your spermies hat from Michael Mejia and rub it in your bad place. Then look them in the eye and say they'll make you laugh or depress the hell out of you, but you won't know until you listen. Don't do the moo. Join us next week. See you at the top.
Hello.
Love you, Michael Mejia. Come by.
Before you go, did you know Amazon is the place to go? FatGuyRadioShow.com/Amazon is the number one way we power this show. So when you want to save some moolah, start at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Amazon. Amazon, the world's leading online retailer. Now, the show is over, unfortunately.